and this manner of harmony with God, to be in harmony with God, and to know that things are right between me and Him. This is, it's not only a fact, but it's something that can be enjoyed. And I think we see this in the peace offering in Leviticus chapter 3. We see the meaning of this peace offering. The meaning of us being brought into peace isn't just so that we can say, okay, we've been brought into peace. We have peace with God. That's a wonderful thing. But it's much more than that. And Brother Jake alluded to it. It's to bring us into His presence with the enjoyment and the outflow of fellowship with Him. That we have fellowship with the Father. And that's a tremendous thing, that we can pour out our heart to Him. And right in our portion in Romans chapter 5, if we just go to the next verse, I know it's not on the outline, but I'll still be at peace with my brethren if I bring it up, right? In verse 2, he says, through whom, this is the harmony, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. So now, because there's peace and there's no more enmity between me and God, we have access into His presence, that we can have fellowship with this one who loved us and gave His Son for us. And now He has brought us into this access. This word access is a tremendous thought for us to contemplate, that we have access. We have access, it says here in the context, to where we can find grace. He says we're enter into the grace in which we stand, to be in the good of what He's brought us into is the idea. But not only that, we could bring in other scriptures about access. We could go to Hebrews chapter 10 and think about the fact that the veil has been torn, and now we have this access into the presence of God as worshipers, as Brother Jake has mentioned before. And not only that, but in Hebrews chapter 4, we could mention this idea of access, that we can have access to the throne of grace, not only be in the good of the grace in which we stand, but we can be in harmony with God, depending upon Him, casting our cares upon Him, and knowing that He cares for us. This has so many facets to it, but this idea of harmony is the idea of now, instead of being at enmity and estranged from God, we are brought near, we're reconciled, and we can have fellowship with God. What a tremendous truth of God's word.
So let me just continue on, because this is beautiful. And if you're not going to stone him, you're not going to stone me. This word access there, again, it is not the idea of entering. It's mentioned twice in the New Testament. It is mentioned here and in Ephesians chapter 3, by him we have access through faith. Okay? Twice only. And it doesn't mean entrance. It's only used on two occasions. Either to enter to the temple of a god to offer worship and adoration. That's the point we was made earlier, that this whole idea bring us into the very presence of God free. No rejection. It is not really access. It's being introduced. Mm-hmm. Somebody gotta introduce you in. This is because you are getting into a very majestic scene. So it's not like you are access on your own. You are being introduced. That's really what the word in Greek means. You are being introduced. It's an introduction. Either to go into a majestic temple to offer worship to a god, or the second time, or the other use of the word, is to be introduced into the presence of a king to hear his speech. Mm-hmm. To have an audience with a king. Now, I want you to imagine that. Not being rejected now, but having peace with God, this whole idea of a harmony, that you are entering into a place, I dare to say, that angels could not enter into. That you and I now brought, because we have taken into the favor in the beloved. Again, those are the following verses in Romans chapter 5 from verse 2 on. The result of that peace, the result of that righteousness that we have obtained, that we were declared as a result of the work of Christ. So now you have entered into, you are introduced, because you cannot go on your own. Just keep that in mind again. That's why you'll never lose it, because you are in Christ. You are introduced by someone who is so great into the very presence of the majestic Holy One. To hear Him speaking, and when you go into the presence of God and hear Him speaking, who do you think He's going to be speaking about? This is my beloved Son. And when you go into his presence to worship him, what will fill your eyes? You are being introduced by him. It's him. This is the harmony that we are brought in, and that will elevate us over the circumstances of life.
And another thought on harmony, Brother Mark. I think of music when I think of harmony. And I wonder not only if we were really walking in harmony in the sense we're speaking with God, would there not be harmony amongst the brethren? And that would be evident. And one more word that is here, wherein we stand. Not where we enter once in a while, you know, and so, or when we
abide, correct, actually.
We abide, yep. Yeah. It's
here to
permanent.
Stay.
It's fixed.
Yeah.
And how wonderful to be fixed in that. And it's by grace. We didn't earn it. We recognize to be brought into that place is where God's grace is displayed in all its fullness. And I'm brought there to enjoy it in that way. And to enjoy that sweet communion. And whenever I need it, as Brother Tim mentioned, it's really the present situation in this dispensation. And I don't believe that privilege that we are having is given to any believers at any other time except at this present age in which you and I are living. The type now where Christ, the rejected one here, but he's crowned, he's exalted there in the glory. We are associated with him. We stand, we have access, as was expressed here, but it's by faith, but it is by whom? It's by Jesus Christ that we have access into this place. And while we're here in this scene where, as pointed out, everything is in turmoil, where they outwardly claim, man claims he's seeking peace. They make peace treaties and they lie to each other while they're sitting at the table. So peace cannot be established. I thought of this verse in Psalm 85. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. And if the context is that is taken, that we see it in the cross in Christ. That's where it's met together. And now for us to enjoy. But I just want to add that last part of that verse too. And rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We're not there yet. But as was said, it'll be displayed in the coming day. But we rejoice in the glory of God. And that glory that's all displayed, we see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
But in verse 2 of chapter 5, the word grace really is favor.
Beauty.
Yeah. We've been taken into the favor of God. We have that access. We've been introduced and we stand in that favor. Actually, I think that word is 3 times access in the New Testament, Emil. But there's a third thing here too. And that's the hope of the glory of God. So we get the past,
present,
and future. The past, we have peace with God because we've been justified. Nothing can change that. That's fixed. Presently, we stand in the favor of God. We've been brought before him. We stand in favor. We can think of Ephesians 1, verse 6, taken into favor in the beloved. But there's more. The hope of the glory of God, which is yet to come. But we have that hope now, although the glory is future.